ever gotten, the most important lapel pin. So I'm gonna share a photo of that later. All right, I'll put it up on Facebook. You'll be able to see it next week. We've got some great stuff going on. We should have somebody from the Squirrels. The Squirrels are doing this throwback stuff. Does anybody remember the Richmond Virginians? I don't. This is far, far before my time, but man, how cool is this? The Richmond Virginians played here in Richmond. They were actually a Yankees affiliate. Now, as you know, I'm a Red Sox person, so I just detest the Yankees because I like sleeping in the master bedroom. But the Squirrels have come up with some really cool throwback stuff, hats and shirts and jerseys with the old Richmond Virginians on them. So we're going to have somebody on next week to talk a little bit about that and tell you about some of the things that are going on in the season. There's some great stuff going on there. Let me share with you another little snippet here. This is MSNBC. All right, there, I said it. I said it out loud. Hold on a second. Wait. Okay, take a sip of whatever beverage you have so that you do not spit it on your windshield or your laptop. Now, after you have this warning, and I'm going to remind you, I watch MSNBC so that you don't have to. No, it's all right. You're welcome. Cut number two, please.
It's kind of interesting, Jen, because it's also, we talk about deficits being against Republican orthodoxy. So is government overreach. So are these, this sort of, like Norm says, so is the sort of this force that we've just created of people who take people off the streets. I mean, our founding fathers 249 years ago, if someone told them this is what's going to happen, they limited the ability of the military, of the government, and the force that they could use against Americans. Another place we've gone in the wrong direction.
They are no longer conservatives. There is no Republican Party. There is a fascist party that is supporting the cult of the great leader. And as a result, they're turning us into a police state. We are going to have not only one detention camp like the one in Miami or the Everglades that people are using a funny term to describe. We're going to have those kind of camps all over the country. We still have 200 individuals rotting away in CECOT. We have a occupied city in Los Angeles, where people are still being terrorized, a new lawsuit being filed describing the really inhumane conditions that are taking place. This is one giant human rights atrocity in the making. If this were another country, we would be putting sanctions on them. So the notion that these people care about a limited government, about a restricted executive, about living within our means, this is nonsense. They no longer believe in anything other than getting reelected, feeding money to their enormously rich donors, and paying tribute to Donald Trump. And if this isn't a wake-up call for the American people that we have one normal party and one fascist party that is not only attacking our democracy, but attacking our health, our security, our nutrition, I don't know what will.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Of course you agree with her, because you're both bat crap crazy. Because you're both on MSNBC.
What a maroon.
Exactly. You better hit that another time, because there were two of them.
What a maroon.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Couple of maroons. Oh, that's Jennifer Rubin, by the way. Jennifer Rubin, it's so interesting to watch her morphing. She used to be the go-to, quote, Republican for every left-wing outlet. And maybe she still is. I don't know. But it's just nuts. She is as crazy as the rest of them. And I do have to wonder. And I do mean seriously, I have to wonder. Are there folks who believe what it is that she's saying? I share this with you on a fairly regular basis because I figure you and I, we've been around the block. We know that she's just full of crap. We know it's on MSNBC, so everybody there is full of crap. But I wonder, are there people who still are listening to her and think they're hearing something that was valid? Anybody who's listening to her going, oh yeah, well, you know, the Republic, that's a fascist party. Do people question what she has to say, or do they just somehow, some way, accept it? I don't know. I don't know the answer to it. Sadly, I mean, we saw people vote and continue to vote in a way that I suppose would tie in with her ludicrous view of the world. So maybe there are crazy people out there that believe it. I would urge you, if you know people like that, do your best to try and educate them and make sure they know exactly what is real and what is Jennifer Rubin and MSNBC, because reality is not actually connected to any of those things. It is 516, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 522, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday afternoon. Man, oh man. We have made it. Yeah. Cell five fives all the way around. Coming up in a couple of moments, Sam Richardson's going to be joining us. Looking forward to chatting with Sam. Sam and I, trying to think, somebody introduced us. And we had a chance to sit down and just have a cup of coffee and talk about a few issues. And I said, I'd love to get you on the air on a fairly regular basis. Sam is with the Jewish Federation here in Central Virginia. It's interesting to me, especially, to see what has happened. What has happened since October the 7th, 2023, particularly within the Jewish community. Within the Jewish community, there's been one of two responses to October the 7th. There has either been a renewed interest in and pride in your faith, your heritage, being Jewish, or it's been exactly the opposite, 180 degrees the opposite. It has been closing your eyes or hiding and saying, that's it, forget about it. I don't want anybody to know. And I'd like to say that it, somewhere in the middle is where most people are. I don't think so. I think there are a lot of people choosing one side or the other. I think I personally have had a renewed degree of pride in my Judaism. And have spoken even more about it. It's bizarre that I, little old me, am probably, it's going to sound weird, and I don't mean it to sound egotistical, but probably the most prominent Jewish person in Central Virginia. It strikes me as a little weird, because it's never been the case wherever I've lived throughout my entire life, but it does seem to be the case now. So, you know, we end the program on Fridays by playing Hatikva. That is the Israeli national anthem. Hatikva is Hebrew for the hope. We've played it every Friday since these horrible attacks of October the 7th, 2023. I have been headed to Israel on, what is it, Jerb? Now, three separate occasions. Each of the trips was canceled. But fingers are crossed, toes are crossed, God willing, I am now less than 1 month away heading to Israel. And this is not a tour. It's not a vacation. I am heading there as part of the team with Newsmax TV. I am headed there at the invitation of the president of Israel. It's a very, very, very special trip. I'll tell you more the closer that we get to it, of course, but I cannot tell you how excited I am. I cannot tell you how meaningful and important this trip is going to be. I've never been to Israel. I've talked about it. Heidi has been there. Harry has been there. Joe has been there. Julie and I are the two members of the family who have not been there. But in August, I'm headed there. And I'm excited about it. And I'm looking forward to it. I cannot wait to get back and provide some insight and information to everyone on it. Just one of those things, you know what I'm saying? Sam Richardson will be with us at 5:35. It's 5:26. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Temperature-wise, we're holding steady, 90 degrees. That's kind of where we've been all afternoon. At some point, it's going to break a little bit. Overnight lows, I think right around 70, 71, and of course, the chance for showers and thunderstorms, all that kind of good stuff. A couple of moments ago, I was sharing with you that, in my opinion, since October the 7th, 2023, we've seen an interesting development inside the Jewish community, with about half of us saying, man, I got to get more active. I've got to be more visible. I got to let people know I'm Jewish and I'm proud to be Jewish, and we've got to stand with Israel, we've got to stand with the Jewish community writ large, and I would say probably just about half of our community saying, oh, that's it, forget it. I don't want to say anything, I don't want anybody to know anything, and well, it's just been an interesting period of time. Sam Richardson is the executive director over at the JCRC, Jewish Community Federation as well. I forget all of his titles. They're all very, very impressive. Far, far more than I have, but he is kind enough to join us on a pretty regular basis. And he's just gotten back from a couple of trips up to D.C., and I want to talk about those. Sam, good afternoon. Welcome, my friend.
Good afternoon, sir. I'm just JCRC, nothing fancy.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll take that. You're cool. you're doing good stuff over there. So, a couple of weeks back, you were up in D.C. this national conference with the Jewish Federation, talking about security within the Jewish community. Give us a little insight on that, would you please?
Well, as your listeners may know, there were two specific events in the spring. The first was the very tragic shooting of two Jewish people outside of the Israeli embassy in D.C. Mm-hmm. And that was something that really hit us to the core, that something like that could happen in our nation's capital as an anti-Jewish, anti-Israeli violent act. And then in Boulder, Colorado, my home state, there was a literal fire attack against people marching in support of Israel, yes, where a Holocaust survivor's life was taken. And we knew that we were vulnerable in our communities. Yep. We didn't realize how vulnerable until those two incidents. And so the National Federation Organization called together an emergency fly-in in Washington for all of the state and local Federation branches to come in and discuss what happened, why, understand what we can do to take proactive measures, both hardening our institutions as well as training our security teams and our normal everyday people how to recognize when there might be something awry and to take action, call authorities, and to not be bystanders.
Mm. Well, tell me how it's working. Are we seeing enhanced security measures? Is there something else going on? How is it playing out?
Community by community, there are enhancements taking place. In our community, we have ongoing training for security teams. There are regular regional and statewide security calls with synagogue officials, with agency officials from like Jewish Family Services, Jewish Community Centers, and we are doing our best to help people understand what they need to be aware. So just one small example would be that in a synagogue setting, it's important to make sure that you don't only do a check of the inside of the building during services in hopes that nobody got in through the locked door, mm-hmm. but also do an outside check of the perimeter to make sure there's nobody walking around looking for opportunity to shoot through a window or take advantage of somebody coming out to their car alone because they're leaving early. And so we're doing that work. Almost every congregation of which I am aware has off-duty police officers. So you've got a black and white vehicle there in the parking lot so that if there are anybody who wants to cause a problem, they know that there are police on site. And, of course, that's not something that is usually budgeted for, and so we have to pay for it, and that takes away from other programming. What we are waiting on is at the state and federal level is funding, easier accessible funding to actually harden our community centers and our synagogues, ensure that the glass is a non-breakable type, ensure that the security systems are of the latest technology, ensure that the alarm systems are notifying all authorities that need to be aware if there is a breach. Right. Virginia and the federal government both have nonprofit security grant programs, which is fabulous. And these programs have existed before October 7th.
Right.
What we didn't know until after October 7th was how much we needed to be using these at the local level and how much red tape was involved in obtaining these funds and actually putting them to use. And there's different issues at the state and the federal levels, but that's one of the things that the Federation was asking from our congressmen and senators to make it easier for synagogues and community centers to obtain those funds so that they can be put to use and increase the allocation from $450 million to $1 trillion because the need is real, it's immediate, and we need these funds.
Wow. Not the only visit that you had up there to D.C. You were up there as well with CUFI, right? Christians United.
Correct.
Israel. What's involved in that?
This is an organization that was the 20th summit supporting Israel. This is Pastor Hagee's organization, which some of your listeners may be aware of,
yes.
An evangelical pastor with a fairly large church, but he has gathered around him a group of Christian leaders as well as Jewish leaders to bring Christians together to say, we are going to stand with Israel with our dollars, with our votes, and we are even going to come together every year to not only celebrate our commitment to Israel, but to also go to Capitol Hill and to let our congressmen, senators know that there are specific issues that need to be aware of in order to strengthen the U.S.-Israel alliance, mm-hmm. friendship,
yeah.
as well as protect Jews and Christians in the United States.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, let me ask you this, Sam, because it's such a wonderful idea, and I'm certainly familiar with Pastor Hagee and his support for Israel. What about something locally? Could you, I don't know, meet up with leaders in the Central Virginia Christian community? Would that be something that you think would be valuable?
That is excellent, yes, and we are trying to do that in small ways. Unfortunately, the history between the Jewish and Christian communities has been, in some cases, negative, in other cases, tense, in other cases, simply just neutral because of different interests. And so we may come together in business or we may come together in politics, but as Jews and Christians, especially since October 7th, it's been something that has been a little difficult. I had people who I thought were my friends who now will not return a phone call. And many people in the Jewish community have had this experience. That said, I have made some new friends in the Christian community. A big shout out to Jamal Riley of the YMCA. He has been a personal friend of mine, and he has brought pastors that he is affiliated with together to have conversation, to ask questions, and tough questions, not just the softballs, but really ask some serious questions about history, about security, about IDF policy, things like that. There are also Christians Against Racism. That organization has come to us, and we have hosted them and also had a question and answer session. With CUFI specifically, we are going to be gathering together once a quarter, pastors and rabbis, to sit down and just talk about what it's like to be clergy in 2025 and the unique issues that they're having in their congregations as the universe tilts.
Sam, I'm just about out of time, but I have to ask you, for folks who are listening right now, and maybe they are in leadership in a church somewhere in Central Virginia, and their ears perked up because you kind of made an invitation, how would they reach out to you to start that conversation?
I would love to talk to anybody who is interested in just beginning to discover how Christians and Jews can come together and be a support to each other. And the easiest way is to reach out to me via email, srichardson@jewishrichmond.org. And if that's hard to remember, which it might be, just Google Richmond Jewish Federation. It'll come up to jewishrichmond.org, and then go to our staff, and my name will be there, Sam Richardson, JCRC director.
We will get it up. We'll share it on social media as well. Sam, I always appreciate you being here. Shabbat Shalom. We will
Shabbat Shalom.
Talk very soon. That is Sam Richardson, good guy. So if you're in leadership in a church in Central Virginia, I would reach out to him. It could be a great conversation. 547, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Self-high-five.
Bam! It is 5:52, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday in every single solitary way. What can I tell you? Congratulations, we have made it. Self-high-fives all the way around. Somebody was so kind to me, and they said, you are brilliant, Jeff. And I wanted to stop them there because I knew that whatever they said after that was going to be wrong. But they continued. I said, yeah, you came up with self high fives. God, I love that. That's great. I didn't come up with it. Diamond Dallas Page came up with it. DDP came up with it. What did I do? I stole it? No, that sounds ugly. I purloined it? That's just stealing with more letters. I borrowed it. So here's the official attribution. That's Diamond Dallas Page. I did not come up with it. But I do love the whole sense of it. Sometimes, seriously, you got to give yourself high fives. Every once in a while, you're looking around, you're going, you know, nobody gets me or nobody appreciates what I do, blah, blah, blah. Usually that's not true. But every once in a while, it might be true. But seriously, every once in a while, you just have to say, oh, well, the heck with it. I'm doing self-high fives. So on Fridays, anyway, I believe everybody is entitled to provide themselves with high fives. So that's why I say it. I'm actually high-fiving someone else, Senator John Fetterman. Never thought those words would come out of my mouth. He is standing not just with Israel, he's standing with ICE. As his party does whatever it is his party is doing, Fetterman is standing up and saying, hey, those are law enforcement professionals. Of course they need to be funded and trained and protected, and I stand with them. So there you go. Good for him. Tomorrow morning, In the Garage with Stan Andruski. Monday morning, Rich Herrera is back from his little vacation, little adventure with his son. So I'm looking forward to hearing him. 6 o'clock Monday morning. It is Friday, so I wish you a Shabbat Shalom. If you are Hebraically challenged, simply means have yourself a great weekend. We end, as we have done since October the 7th, 2023, with the Israeli National Anthem, The Hope, HaTikvah.